Last week, I scheduled a safe walk on UNC's website to get from the Student Union to Franklin Street. It was 10 p.m. on a Wednesday, and the Chapel Hill campus was close to empty. Two SafeWalk student employees, Lindsay Vaughn and Nick Chapel, greeted me, wearing dark blue zip-ups and pushing bikes.
Hey.
Let's do it. We're going to Franklin Street?
Yeah.
Awesome. Can you get your PID?
It's 7.
Planning for SafeWalk started in 2009, when there was general concern on campus for student safety following the 2008 murder of student body president Eve Carson. Between the hours of 8 p.m. and 2 a.m., SafeWalk employees will accompany UNC students, postdocs, faculty, or staff members to wherever they're headed next, within a 1.5-mile to 2-mile radius of Davis Library. Chapel is a graduate student at the Gilling School of Global Public Health and the manager of the program. He said SafeWalk is about more than just the physical safety that comes in numbers.
I feel like we do a lot in terms of emotional support. A lot of people will come out of the library frazzled from having studied for maybe 6 hours at a time and just need someone to rant to. We tell people all the time that we're there for that too.
The program is sponsored by UNC and campus police. It's student-run and its employees are paid through student fees. UNC Police Sergeant James David, who supervises SafeWalk, said he hopes the program is especially helpful for students who are new to the area or are coming from towns much different than Chapel Hill.
The sheer scale of UNC, and this is a university that's bigger than some of the towns that our students come from. And so it takes some time for folks to adapt, and more just support systems you have in place, all the better.
Along with bikes and branded polos, SafeWalk employees have handheld radios that are an instant line of communication with UNC Police and the 911 Center. Chapel said the program employs around 13 people, which allows them to operate with two teams of four who work Sunday through Thursday. He said, on a typical night, like when we were walking, SafeWalk can expect around 12 to 14 walks, which are usually made up of both regulars and new students.
I don't know. It felt like we had a reputation for being kind of creepy, just because a lot of people didn't know that we were paid. And at the time, we were only asking people that we thought would accept walks, just because it can be a little awkward to get rejected like constantly throughout a night as a worker. So you can understand maybe it's easier to just go for people that you think would say yes. Recently, and this is always what we should have been doing, I've been really big on making sure that we're asking everybody, because the service is for everyone.
Vaughn is a sophomore and the director of marketing for SafeWalk. Along with building connections with the people who they help travel safely, she said the SafeWalk team has grown closer with each other.
I really do like it. I mean, I knew like the job would be like physically what I'd have to do, like just walking and riding my bike a lot. But like I wasn't expecting to become really close with all the people that I work with.
As we neared the end of our walk, Chapel and Vaughn made sure there was nothing else I needed before we reached my final destination on Franklin Street. Then the pair of SafeWalk students circled back to their post at Davis Library to catch more students heading home after a late night study session.
Jack, SafeWalk. Would you like a SafeWalk?
I'm good.
Have a great night.
For 97.9 The Hill, I'm Sierra Pfeiffer.